As you take your seat, if you'll turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 2. John chapter 2, I'll be reading the first 11 verses. John chapter 2. Okay. So on page number 1648 in your pew Bibles, if you'd like to turn to it there, you see the beginning of the Gospel of John, God's new works in His Son, Jesus Christ, the first miracle that Jesus performed, as a matter of fact. John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to his servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw out some and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." This, the first of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed in Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. It's really a matter of preference. A matter of preference. It's not better or worse, not greater or lesser. It's a matter of taste. Some prefer older things. Some prefer newer things. Just like Hector was sharing with the children. Old things like antiques. Antique cars. My father-in-law used to love to go to antique auto shows, see classic cars, bringing back a flood of memories, happy days, good old days, antiques like furniture. Perhaps you've watched the Antique Roadshow on PBS. It's wonderful. You see all kinds of stuff on that show. Part of them are beautiful, handcrafted furniture, for example, mastercrafted, made with real wood, not composite, compressed wood like you can get today, made before assembly lines and mass productions, robotics, the good old stuff, antiques. Old things, for example, some prefer classic music in the arts, classical music, time-tested with universal acceptance, or fine art. In fine art, masterpieces done by the great master artists, Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and so forth. Sometimes old things are more valuable. After all, you know what they say, they don't make them like they used to. Some prefer new things. Ah, new car. the newest and best of modern engineering, Bluetooth technology, or GPS built right in, or I love that new car smell, right? Or new clothes, as Hector was talking about, in fashion, fresh and flashy, new technology. Some people have to have the latest thing, high-tech TVs. Well, if they're not flat screens, now they're bent screens or whatever they are. Computers, smartphones, tablets. Last year's model is already obsolete. Sometimes new is better. Well, as I think about this new year, I think about what God is doing new in our lives. The Bible talks about a taste of new wine. Jesus taught that you don't put new wine into old wineskins. He came to bring us a taste of new wine. And here in this miracle, you know, I almost hate to preach on this. What's a Methodist preacher to do with a miracle like this? Water into wine. Shouldn't it have been the other way around? Right? We're Methodists after all. What's wrong with this picture? I have a legacy of generations of Women's Christian Temperance Union in my family. Where does this fit in the Bible? Don't you think they'd had enough by now? Whatever. What kind of wedding present is this, after all? What's the point? What's Jesus' purpose in turning the water into wine in this great story? At this wedding, Jesus is invited to the party. That's a great thing in and of itself. Jesus, can you imagine, loved joy-filled occasions, partying in a righteous sense. I think Jesus turned the water into wine partly out of compassion for an embarrassed host, for the people that he knew there in Cana, wanted to help cover their social embarrassment. But there is a deeper meaning, there is a higher purpose. Especially something to look at this New Year's Sunday, first Sunday of a new year. Jesus comes to bring new life, new wine. His purpose is to give us a new nature, throwing off the old, a new spirit, a spirit of life, the Holy Spirit. There's the image of new wine in the New Testament. In fact, I believe the key to understanding this miracle in John chapter 2 is understanding what was going on back in that particular culture. Prominent in the story is this six large jars, jugs of water, huge jars for the purpose of holding water for ceremonial cleansing. According to the Old Covenant, according to the Old Testament law, a symbol of washing. The Hebrews would do this as they approached anything, including a meal together. The thing to notice is the number six. That was deliberately mentioned by John in this gospel, six being the number of incompleteness, imperfectness. The old covenant was not complete. The Old Testament law with its symbolic washings, exterior cleansing, didn't really cut it. Jesus comes to bring a new covenant in His blood. The old covenant washed the outside of a person. Jesus came to cleanse us from within, to wash the very soul. The new covenant provides real cleansing, not just superficial change. As we come to communion this morning, we remember Jesus and a cup of a new covenant in His blood, shed for the forgiveness of sins. This new year, we're given a new opportunity for a fresh start, a new beginning by God's grace, to start off with a clean slate no matter what happened last year. We have hope for a new beginning. Jesus offers you a cup, a taste of new wine, the Holy Spirit, joy in His presence, a gift of His grace, signifying His blood to wash away our sins. As we come to the communion table this morning, we're coming to the altar. Let's reflect back on 2014. And yes, turn from the sinful habits, the old things that we need to cast off, let go, turn away from, repent, and turn towards a new way of living by His grace. Isn't it wonderful that He gives us possibility of a new beginning? And it's way better than the first. Just like the new wine was far more precious, far more tasty than the last, so God comes in our lives to give us His best, a new beginning. There is a great hope that we have in Christ. So let us come and taste of this new wine. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You that whatever we've done, wherever we've been, we can start afresh in You. Lord, I pray that You would help us by Your grace to come to Your mercy and receive this gift, this miraculous gift of new life, new creation, salvation in Christ. Oh Lord, come and be with us, we pray this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.